countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, as we approach the darkest days of the year, there can be great comfort in a good book. Since she published her first memoir, To School Through the Fields, in 1988, Alice Taylor has been writing books that remind us of times past, the value of community and the joys of nature. And she's at it again. Tea for One is her latest book. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Brenda.
How are you today?
I'm very good. As I was listening to you there, I thought, God, hasn't the face of farming changed?
Oh, I know.
Oh, boys. But you know something? Isn't the farmer... The farmer is really the link, the vital link between us and survival.
When you think about it, absolutely. And I know that in this particular book, you have a great affinity with cows as well. Isn't that right? And I was listening to the cows in Hannah Quinn's report there.
Yes. You see, the cows are immune to all this. God bless them. So all this is going on. The cow hasn't changed. We have changed.
Well, yeah. Can I go back to your book for a minute? Tea for One.
Yeah.
And there's an awful lot about tea in it. And I'm thinking about people maybe getting up this morning and they're pottering around the kitchen and they're putting the kettle on and they're making a cup of tea. But can you share with us your secret of a truly great cup of tea?
You know, the making of a good cup of tea is an exercise in meditation, in mindfulness. My mother would never make tea except she'd seen the kettle boiling herself. The water had to be boiling. And she, of course, she used loose tea. But you know now, at the advance of science and progress of life, I, like everyone else, resorted to the tea bag. And then one day, a couple of months ago, somebody brought me a packet of Ballymaloe loose tea. And I looked at it, and it took me back to home and to the ritual of making tea. So I went back to making tea with loose tea, taking my time and creating a beautiful cup of tea. And, you know, while I was doing it, one of my lads came in and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm making a pot of tea. And he said, why did you change to tea bags? He said, Nana would never have used tea bags. I said, I suppose life got so busy and tea bags were so convenient. But now I'm a convert. I'm gone back to making proper tea.
And Alice, have you started to read the tea leaves yet? What do you do with them?
No, but that was a great ritual, wasn't it? And
yes.
There were people that were very good at it.
I know.
Yeah, and I think it, you know, it was all part of the ritual, wasn't it? I think, you know, Brenda, we've lost our sense of ritual and slowing down and taking our time to appreciate little things.
Well, I think it's coming back a little bit with COVID.
I think so.
And all of that. And Tea for One is a reflection of what brought you comfort, Alice.
Yes.
And you lived alone since your husband,
That's
Gabriel,
right.
passed away.
Yeah.
And obviously COVID made that much more intense. But certain things brought you comfort, including the tea, but your garden as well.
Oh, my God, the garden. I think if you're reared on a farm,
yes.
the land is always close to your heart. And I'm blessed that I have a garden. I think anybody who had a garden during COVID or, you know, were so lucky. And I think it kind of awakened an awareness in us of the value of working with the earth. And, you know, the autumn before COVID came originally, for some reason, I planted loads and loads of tulips. Sometimes I think there's a premonition. You know, it's above and beyond us. We don't understand it. But something kind of forewarns us that there's something coming. And I planted all these tulips. And I must say, Brenda, when COVID hit in March, that first bang that we got, I must say that I went out into my garden and the tulips, red and yellow, and I love tulips, the vibrant colours. I think they saved my sanity.
Probably. And you talk a lot as well about the ageing process, then the isolation with COVID.
Yeah.
And it was a learning curve for you. What did you learn about yourself, Alice?
Well, I learned, I think, Brenda, that we have to learn to live with ourselves first and foremost. It slowed us down. And I think the coping mechanism came in, the appreciation of little things, just little things. And nature, I mean, I looked at the night sky with a new reverence. Because I remember when we were children, my father used to take us out, and I was grew up on the side of a hill looking over the Kerry Mountains, and he would take us out at night, and we'd look up at the plough and the stars and the northern star, and to study the night sky. And that time, you know, farmers went out and looked at the night sky to judge the forecast for the following day. Mm. We've come a long ways, haven't we?
We have.
But they were very close to nature. And I remember he used to always say, if there's a big crop of haws and sloes, that's nature providing wildlife for feed during the winter. So there was a great awareness of the harmony of nature. And I think that kept a great balance in our lives. And another thing I think, Brenda, the COVID taught us,
yes,
we need each other.
Yes.
We, the neighbours and the friends and the family, it created a huge awareness, the importance of people, you know, and keeping in touch. And how great, I mean, I found the neighbours here and my family and my cousins, you know, a customer always leaving things at the door. The door held new significance. I never locked the door, but during COVID I had to. And I kind of felt, God, I might as well be in jail to be locked in. But it was lovely to open the door and find, you know, scones or a pot of jam. And then books, you know, people passed around books between each other. You could pass a house and put a book in a letterbox.
And we are coming close to Christmas, Alice.
Yeah.
And it's such a wonderful time of the year. Yeah. And I know your love of Christmas from your family farm when you were growing up.
Yeah.
You brought that to your village in Inishannon.
Yeah.
And Christmas Eve is going to be magical.
I love Christmas.
What will you be able to do you think, this year? I know you've got grandchildren and everything close by.
Yeah. I love the decorating now. Like, I think with COVID, we're at home more. Mm. We're out less. So I think it's very important to make your house as Christmassy and as lovely as you can. And, you know, it doesn't have to cost anything. There's holly and ivy everywhere.
I know.
And the Christmas candle. I love the lighting of the Christmas candle.
Tell me about that, Alice.
The symbolism of light. And my mother used to gather us all around. She made a big hoo-ha about lighting the candle. The Christmas was all about lighting the candle. And she'd holy water, and she sprinkled us with holy water. And Christmas didn't officially begin in our house until we lit the candle. I light a Christmas candle and my crowd gather around. Now, teenagers, Brendan, can be a bit cynical and, you know, offhand.
Mm-hmm. I live with that, Alice.
Yeah,
I understand.
Well, we all live with that. But ignore it.
They'll come round, please.
Yeah, they'll come round eventually.
Yes.
But I think it's very important we hold the traditions. And I light a candle on every window.
Wow.
Because that's the old Kerry custom.
Yeah, and tell me, I'm thinking about this book, Tea for One.
Yeah.
And I feel that in terms of mindfulness and everything, you are far ahead of the curve, and all your writings going back over the years, and we're all coming around to your way of thinking nearly, Alice. But I was rushing in this morning. Now, there wasn't much traffic on the N7,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah.
But I had to get the coffee, not the tea that I would like, your cup of tea. But it was all rush, rush, rush. And you don't believe in rushing in the morning.
No.
The cows you love, and they inspire you,
they do,
at the start of a day.
Yes.
We're back to the cows, Alice.
We'll go back to the cows. If you watch a cow in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I suppose that was one of the pluses of growing up at a farm. We out bringing the cows in the morning. Now, the cow didn't jump up the minute she saw you. She stayed where she was. And she got up very gently. And can I read a poem about the cow, Brenda?
Yes, sure. Look, Alice, I'd love to hear it. Now, what is the poem?
The poem is Unfold Me Gently.
Go for it.
Because a cow faces the day. A cow will never rush except we humans rush her. And in one last thing, Brenda, before yes. Christmas, my grandmother believed that the gates of heaven were open at Christmas. So I think that at Christmas, we're closer to heaven than we are at any other time of the year. And I remember that the year my husband died, he died in at the end of November. And I remember thinking, God, Christmas is going to kill us. Mm. But it didn't. I think the people who are gone come around at Christmas. That's we're very close to them.
That is a very comforting thought.
It's a very,
yeah.
And I think I love Mass Christmas night. I think definitely the gates of heaven are open.
Will you do me a favour?
Yeah.
And give us a little blast of that poem.
I will.
People have their tea now. They're sitting down. They're settled. They're waiting for you, Alice. Go
Grant,
for it.
Unfold me gently into this new day. As the sun slowly edges the horizon before bursting into a dazzling dawn. As the birds softly welcome the light before breaking into a full dawn chorus. As the cow rises and stretches into her own full body before bellowing to her companions. May I too slowly absorb, be calmed and centered by the unfolding depths of this bright new day, so that my inner being will dance in harmony with whatever it may bring.
Well, it brought you to us this morning, Alice. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. And a very happy Christmas to you and all yours as you light the candles and enjoy it. And thank you so much. Alice's latest book is called Tea for One and it's published by O'Brien Press. Enjoy your cup of tea now, Alice.
Thank you, Linda.
What a pleasure.